Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
It is a fact that many people do not want to face that God has not dealt with us according to what we deserve. If He had dealt with us according to what we deserve, we would all be dead and separated from Him in suffering and in pain forever. But it is also a fact that since He has not dealt with us according to what we deserve, He has dealt with us in a different way. He's dealt with us according to His mercy. He's dealt with us according to His grace. And if we fail to understand that, if we fail to embrace that and to believe that, then we're in big trouble. So we need to pray. We need to pray that God would open up our eyes to the truth, to see the bountiful blessing that He offers to us, to each of us. Blessing that can only be found in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Blessing that is found in His Word. The blessing that can be ours if we belong to Him. And as we come to the third section of Psalm 119 to verse 17 through verse 24, that is what the psalmist wants to bring to our attention. This section of this psalm speaks of the blessing of God. In fact, these verses are entitled Gimel in Hebrew, the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet. A word which means to ripen, to bring to fruition with bountiful blessing. So in verse 17, the psalmist says, Lord, do not deal with me according to my sins, which are many. Lord, do not let me be consumed by those who seek to take my life because I belong to you. The trials are fierce. The affliction is relentless, and it comes from all sides at times, even from those who claim to care for us. So there are times when we feel like we're alone, that we're alone and we're in enemy territory. And so we cry out, Lord, no one can help me. No one understands what I'm going through. No one understands except you. I belong to you. And though I fall far short of your divine standards, and though I make mistakes along the way, and at times I struggle just to keep my head above water, still, Lord, I pray that you might deal bountifully with your servant. Gama in Hebrew. In your loving kindness and in your mercy, give me the gift of your favor. Pour out the gift of your blessing upon me, and let my wages be the riches of your goodness, even beyond my expectations, according to the greatness of your riches that are found in Christ, that I might live for you, even though I am surrounded by the darkness of the sin of this world, this cursed world. Help me not to become a part of that world as I live among those who are in rebellion against you, who mock you, who laugh at you, who act as if you don't even exist. Don't let me fall into their ways. Otherwise, perhaps it would be better if I had never been born at all. Preserve my life so that by faith in you, I might keep watch over your word. How? By obedience. By my obedience to you, Lord. So that my life might be set apart unto you. So in verse 18, the psalmist prays, Lord, open my spiritually blind eyes to the truth, so that I might behold wonderful things, amazing things, extraordinary things from your law, from your instruction to me that I find in your word. But Lord, only you can give me that spiritual insight. Only you can give me that understanding. Remove the veil from my eyes. Remove the veil from my mind. Remove it from my heart. And so with the psalmist, we cry out, Lord, give us sight. Give us spiritual insight into your word. Enlighten us. And the more light that he gives to us from his word, the more that we see our own spiritual darkness. And so we desire more light. We desire more insight. We desire more understanding. And so he gives us more wisdom, more and more wisdom from his word. The psalmist says, Lord, now I see. Now I realize that I am a stranger on this earth. Gar in Hebrew. I'm just passing through this world. This world is not my home. And the wisdom of this world is not wisdom at all. So the psalmist says in verse 19, do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is crushed, gares in Hebrew. My heart is breaking with longing, with an unquenchable thirst, deep down in my soul to know and to obey your ordinances, mishpat, to keep the way that you have set before me, the way you have prescribed for me to live, to keep it at all times, to be all that you want me to be, day by day, year after year, in every circumstance, in every season of my life, in good times and in bad times. Do not let me lean on my own understanding, for you rebuke the arrogant, he says in verse 21. Zayd in Hebrew, those who do not value your word. Those who are wise in their own eyes, for they are the cursed, the psalmist says in verse 21. Arer in Hebrew. They are under the judgment of God. They're the ones who wander from your commandments in error and in disobedience and in sin. Only humble hearts can be obedient hearts. For only the poor in spirit will submit to the word of God, while the prideful will exalt themselves, which is the root of evil, the sin of the devil himself. Men may value the proud. They look up to them. But God will bring them down to the pit of hell. While those who seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in obedience to his word, in humble adoration of him, are the misunderstood. They are the maligned. They are the persecuted in this world. So in verse 22, the psalmist says, take it away, Galel. Take away, roll back the reproach, harpah, the shame, and the slander, and the contempt, booze in Hebrew, the hatred and the pain that I suffer, that has been heaped upon me. Why? Because I seek to be obedient to your word. Take it away from me, or at least give me the strength and the grace to bear the weight of their lies. As we're told in 2 Timothy 3:12, all those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, those who want to live a godly life, will suffer persecution. And if they persecuted our Lord while he was here on this earth, well, you can be sure of this. They will persecute us. They are messengers of Satan. They're messengers of death. But still, the psalmist cries out in verse 22, I seek to observe your testimonies. I'm innocent of all of their accusations. I only desire to follow your direction, to seek to be obedient to your word. My conscience is clear. And in the end, the Lord will vindicate us. If not in this life, in the life to come, in eternity. Even though for now, the psalmist says in verse 23, he points out that there are those princes, Seir in Hebrew, rulers and leaders, those in authority who sit together and they talk against me, he says, but your servant meditates. Siach. I consider your word to be my final authority. So I focus on your statutes, on the way in which you want me to conduct my life before you, despite their threats. Despite their lies against me, your testimonies, edah, your correction, your instruction, your direction is my delight. Your word gives me joy, great joy. By your Holy Spirit, your holy word is my counselor. He says in verse 24, Etza in Hebrew, it is my advisor. Now that is true biblical counsel. And all of the attacks, all of the heartache, all of the lies could not drag the psalmist away from following the word of God. So we pray that the Lord would open our eyes to the bountiful blessing, to the sweet fragrance of divine fellowship with Christ in His Word, the one who alone gives comfort and hope and direction to those who are in Him, to those who are in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.